This is Dr. Ali indicating follow-up initial visit, comprehensive evaluation. Mr. Patient name is James, J-A-M-E-S, Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, date of birth 2-2-1945, place Future Care Charge Village, date of service 1-1-2024. History of present illness, this is a 78-year-old gentleman. He was admitted to Good Samaritan Hospital. Patient presented to the hospital with shortness of breath, patient was noted to have pulmonary edema. And he also reported diarrhea. Patient has multiple medical problems, known coronary artery disease, stratiform scabbage, severe mitral regurgitation, stratiform mitral valve replacement, bioprosthetic valve, moderate aortic regurgitation, stratiform bioprosthetic valve, ASD closure, paroxysmal AFib, Anzorato, six and syndrome, stratiform dual chamber replacement. Patient also has a history of GI bleed in the past. He came because of shortness of breath. He was admitted. He also noted to have melena, M-E-L-E-N-A. He has a known history of duodenal mass, Barrett esophagus, hypotension at presentation result. They did EGD, show Barrett esophagus and hiatal hernia. Short of breath and dyspnea was attributed. To pleural effusion. Chest X-ray revealed pleural effusion, small left-sided and right-sided a little bit. Patient was managed with the diuretics. CBC monitored. He has an AKI that was managed. Because of his multiple medical problem, deconditioning, after stabilization, a PTOT done, and patient was sent to a subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he is lying on the bed feeling weak and tired, no headache or dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Past medical history, number one. Coronary artery disease, stratiform coronary artery bypass graft. Next line, severe mitral regurgitation, stratiform bioprosthetic valve, mitral valve replacement, moderate aortic regurgitation, stratiform bioprosthetic valve, stratiform ASD closure, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction of 50-55%, paroxysmal AFib, maintain another alto, six and syndrome, stratiform dual chamber placement, dual chamber pacemaker placement, history of duodenal mass, Barrett esophagus, hiatal hernia. Uh, also the history of COPD, hypertension. History of intertachycardic fracture of the left hip. Hemiarthroplasty of the left hip. ASCVD, diastolic heart failure, abnormal SPEP, valvular heart disease, vitamin D deficiency, history of osteoporosis, as per hospital summary. System, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no connection, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Still done? Okay, thank you, close.
Are you finished?
Pulmonary, no shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation. GI, no vomiting, diarrhea today, musculoskeletal, some pain and aches, but no redness, neuro, no syncope, GI, no diarrhea, no bleeding, endocrine, no urinary dyspepsia, hematology, no bleeding, neuro, awake, alert, cooperative, physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, blood pressure 116 over 76, pulse 70, temperature 96.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, body weight 140.1 pound, pulse ox 97%, hydrated pneumocardic, cardiac, cardiac, neck, supple, longevity, chest, and tender lungs, diminished breath on the bases, heart resonance 2, abdomen soft, non-tender valve from palp to extremity, no edema, there's a chronic skin changes, skin is a dry. No pedal edema, no calf tenderness. Neuro, he's awake, alert, and temp 3. Assessment, patient is admitted with the deconditioning, multiple medical problem, recent CHF with pulmonary edema. Next line, valvular heart disease, tarsus mitral valve replacement, next line, tarsus aortic valve replacement. Next one, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, CABG. Next line, paroxysmal AFib. Next one, history of hip fracture, status post hip arthroplasty on the left. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, hypertension. Next one, history of osteoporosis. Next one, history of chronic smoking. Medication upon discharge from the hospital, Tylenol 650 Q, 6-hour PRN, Lipitor 80 mg daily, Benzal Benzonate, capsule for cough, 2 capsules, 3 times a day PRN, Maalox PRN, Furosemide, FURESEMIDE, Furosemide 20 mg daily, Metoprolol XR 25 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Xarelto 20 mg daily. He has the norm, but they advised to hold it until January the 6th. Spironolactone 25 mg daily. is already on lecithin lotion, 12% for the dry skin, lidocaine patch to the knee, 4% Q12 for 12 hours, not Q12, every 12 hours. Planned to continue all his current medications. As per the instruction from the hospital, they advised to hold the auto till January 6th. We'll do that. I have reviewed the lab. The WBC count is 9.3, hemoglobin is 8.6, medical 27.4, AST 16, ALT 9, calcium 8.3, BUN 14, sodium 136, potassium 5.0. Care plan discusses the patient, code status discusses the patient, he wants to be full code, medications reviewed, and the auto will be held. Thank you.